from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
How much better are the Ravens in the defensive backfield today than they were 7 days ago?
It is night and day. I know we've talked about it a bunch over these last couple of months, guys, but adding Eddie Jackson is a big move for them. And even just bringing back Daryl Worley, too. Veteran depth in their secondary, especially at the safety position. You know, I think Ardarius Washington has the potential to be a quality player with more reps and he stays healthy, but going into the season with him, Sanusi Kane, Bo Breed, would have been a bit of a risk. Now you have Eddie Jackson, who you can play. You can play him as that Geno Stone replacement. And if, you know, you hope nothing happens injury-wise to any of these guys, but if one of those players were to go down, particularly Marcus Williams, I think you're able to plug him in. You just feel a lot more confident. And so now you have, you know, a safety trio of Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson. You have Daryl Worley as a vet in that mix now, too, who can play both corner and safety. Although he's more of a safety at this point in his career. But to me, it just feels like this Ravens team is so deep in the secondary. Now, we know over the course of their franchise history, they've dealt with a bunch of secondary injuries. So hopefully that's different this season, but at least they're starting off this year with a ton of depth, both at corner and at safety.
Hey, Kevin, how comfortable would you be if Falele is starting guard?
I think to me, it just depends. I could see him playing it. Now, I think if it were to be, if he wins one of those jobs, I'd probably see where he's at left guard, and then I think he'd probably have to beat out Cleveland for the right guard spot. And not out of the realm of possibility, because, again, if it's not Cleveland, I mean, who are the other options? I guess it's Josh Jones.
Sala.
Yeah, some of those guys, too. But to me, I think Rosengarten is, although he hasn't necessarily won the job yet, I think he kind of has won the job. So to me, I think that Falele is a really he's an interesting option there. Obviously, he's a huge guy, can get out a little bit, but I think he's been up and down over the course of his career. I don't know if a change to guard would help. Now, in terms of the backup tackle spot, that'd be the interesting part to me, just in terms of who would fill that in. I mean, it could be Josh Jones, possibly. You know, Sala also could maybe do that. McCary would be the guy, too. But it's something I hadn't really thought about, so I actually like that idea a little bit.
How confident are you that Rosengarten could line up day one and be the starter? I'm just not sure that he's strong enough yet.
Yeah, I think there will be some level of fluctuation. I mean, obviously we know the athleticism is there, the foot speed and the pass blocking, but you're right. In terms of just his overall strength, I do expect him to struggle a bit, even if it is just during his rookie season, with some of the stronger level pass rushers in today's game. And look, I mean, this team has to go up against guys like TJ Watt, Myles Garrett twice a year. That is no easy task. So against those types of players, you know, he can maybe hold his own, but I think it will probably take a year, like kind of what we talked about with Nate Wiggins in an NFL offseason strength conditioning program. I know the frame also was a little worrying, but to me, I think he's probably your best option at this point, unless Daniel Falele comes in and shows you that, yes, he had this, you know, revolutionary offseason and he's the guy, which could happen. It could happen, especially once the pads come on and we start to see what these offensive linemen can do. But I definitely do have Rosengarten penciled in right now. But, of course, nothing is set in stone, and that can change.
Now, was yesterday's practice – that I said it was the best I've seen Bateman since he's been a Raven. Is that the best you've seen him yesterday?
By all accounts, he looked incredible. And I think, to me, the best part was, especially when, you know, you saw the Ravens post those highlights after the fact and you saw the him plucking the ball off the ground, which everybody was raving about. Everybody was raving about the ball he plucked off of the ground. And he said it as such, as he feels really good. The foot is a non-issue. He feels healthy. Now, of course, hopefully Lamar can get back here and he and Lamar can start establishing some chemistry, because it just seems like these guys can never get on the field together. You know, it's either Bateman or Lamar. They're not on the field. But him looking like he has, and again, apparently he's been this lightning and someone that has looked really, really good so far through 2 days. But especially yesterday, again, he was the star. And to me, that's really important, because we know the potential is there. We have talked about it forever. And the Ravens are giving him a huge role this year. You know, it is a bit of a risk, considering, you know, we haven't really seen the full Rashad Bateman experience in terms of him staying healthy, getting a rhythm, and establishing a role. But this could be that season. Again, he has to stay healthy. That's the most important part here. But again, Bateman, by all accounts, looked incredible yesterday, and I think it's a really good sign moving forward.
Now, the speed of the defense, to me, speed-wise and stuff, other than Clowney, I think the defense is better.
Yeah, and again, I think that it's a bunch of different players. But in my opinion, you know, a guy like Nate Wiggins coming in with his speed, and I know that he had a good day yesterday, but this is a fast defense. They get to the ball and they close gaps in a hurry. And we can even point to examples from last season where, you know, teams would try to run screens on them. They try to run reverse plays and trickeration. And you would see guys like Kyle Hamilton close that gap. And you would see guys like Marlon. And those guys are known as like super physical, which they are, but they also have that, we're going to get from point A to point B and we're going to stop you. And so you add in Nate Wiggins to that equation and Eddie Jackson and some of those guys. And I do think the speed is really important, because, again, like even a Trenton Simpson, who we know Patrick Queen did have that sideline to sideline, but Trenton Simpson has athleticism. He can get from point A to point B. And we know Zach Orr's philosophy this season is going to be, they're going to play with a bunch of aggression, physicality. And with that does come, you know, a bunch of downhill plays and getting to the ball carrier, getting to the quarterback, stopping guys. So Clowney was a loss. I'm not going to sugarcoat that whatsoever. And you're going to have to rely on a bunch of younger guys in terms of the pass rushing department. We talked about Owe, talked about Ajabo, Tavius Robinson. But to me, this defense still, I mean, you have your core guys. It's Roquan, Justin Madubuike, Hamilton, Marlin, all those guys. And I think that's the important part, where you're just going to have to rely on the youth to step up from a depth and maybe, you know, underrated player perspective. But the core is still there, and that's the most important part to me.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, as we're now 3 days into training camp 2024, what's happening on the Ravens Wire on this tournament Tuesday?
Yeah, continuing to talk about training camp battles, things that John Harbaugh and the rest of the Ravens players have to say. Obviously, he went to bat for Lamar a couple of days ago. So just jumping into those comments and diving into who's looking good and who's not over the course of training camp, and maybe some roster projections, some early roster projections as we get going here, maybe over the next week or so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.